on Vibe City 105
FM. The release of discriminatory language by a member of the medical fraternity. The release went on to state that the association wished to, in the strongest manner possible, condemn all forms of discrimination and that it endorsed any relevant investigations that are required to resolve this matter. An 8-year-old boy narrowly escaped death after gunmen sprayed his home at Moruga with bullets. The child has been identified as Travis Floyd of 5th Company. Police report that around 10 o'clock on Wednesday night, gunmen pulled up to the house in a Nissan Titan and opened fire. The 8-year-old was seated on a couch and was shot in the leg. Another 18-month-old child was also in the house but escaped injury. After the gunman left, the child was rushed to the San Fernando General Hospital, where he's warded after losing a considerable amount of blood. It has not been stated who the intended target was. Another COVID-19 death has been reported. The latest COVID fatality is an elderly woman who is said to have had pre-existing medical conditions. 10 new COVID cases were reported in the last 24 hours. The total number of active COVID-19 cases now stands at 639. Police are searching for the driver of a white Kia van and the other occupants after one person fell off the train and was crushed by a truck. The incident took place along the Valencia stretch and the victim has been identified as Prakash Surat of Fern Trace, Valencia. Surat was in the tray of the Kia van with other people and fell into the path of an oncoming cement truck after the van collided with the cement truck around a corner. He was killed instantly after the truck rolled over him. 36 constituents from the Toco Sangre Grande district received minor repair and reconstruction assistance grants yesterday. It's uncertain when these applications were submitted, although one recipient hinted that she had applied since 2018. These grants were distributed by the National Commission for Self-Help. MP for the Toco Sangre Grande constituency, Roger Monroe, announced that a second batch of self-help grants is to be distributed before Christmas this year. The value of the grants was not announced. That was the 6 a.m. news on the TBC Radio Network. I'm Satyesh Mahabra. Stay tuned for another news update at the top of the hour.
Chat, comment, tweet, post to Vibe CT 105 FM. CT 105 FM is online on Facebook and Instagram. Vibe CT 105 FM.
Keep it locked.
Vibe CT 105 FM. www.vibect1051.com.
in a stream, so let me sing. From Sangre Grande all the way to Cedras, Paragin night and day, I'm looking for good players and foreigners. Paragin night and day, Imarima, Paran, Siparia, Paran, Babo Seco, Paran, mucho, mucho, mucho Parandero. Wayo, wayo, ay, 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 baila, baila, caminante.
CP 105 FM.
anything once it happens. We have a wide range of songs, starting with the Annunciation, Castilian, Warapo, and the Aquinalu. Let me go from Sangre Grande.
Alright guys, it's Friday, it's Comedy Club, we in the Comedy Corner, the third edition, mate, the third edition, I'm loving it. So this is the prelims of the third edition of Comedy Corner. That's correct, nice. So we had two champions already.